ESPN Jamestown is streaming worldwide 24/7 at newsdakota.com.
We are back for another edition of Movies here on ESPN Jamestown, newsdakota.com, and the KQDJ podcast. And joining me, as he does for our movie segment each and every Monday, is the late, great Warren Abrahamson. How are you doing, my friend?
Late and great, but don't ever call me late for dinner, Stephen.
I would never.
You would never dare.
I would never do that.
It's good to be back to do movies.
It is.
It gets thrown off a little bit when you leave, so you should never leave again.
I'll try not to. We do have some exciting news that we'll get to here in just a little bit, because there was some breaking movie news over the weekend and, well, I guess late last week.
Yeah.
We're just going to let that hang for a little bit here.
We have to wait for that one.
Yeah, we're going to get into the box office numbers for this past weekend first. And October heats up a little bit at the box office. There's some movies that that you could go and see in the next couple of weeks. And let's start with, now I can't say it, Abominable.
Like the Abominable.
I almost
snowman.
Said abdominable again.
Yeah, you almost did that. Is that number one?
That is number one at the box office this week, raking in a poor $20.6 million. Not a great opening weekend, but nonetheless, at number one, the Universal Pictures movie comes in at number one. Downton Abbey in its second weekend, 14.3.
No kidding. That's that big, huh?
It's gross now, $58 million in 10
I've never
days.
Seen Downton Abbey.
I haven't either.
But for a TV series turned movie, that's pretty good.
There was an SNL skit this weekend where they they mocked Downton Abbey. And now I don't know the premise of the show at all, but they made it sound like basically that they had to clean, that basically the whole premise of the movie is
honestly,
they had to clean the house.
Watching the
for
trailers,
the Royals.
That's what I've gotten. It was just like, the queen's coming, we have to clean the place. And they're like, oh, we have new cleaners or whatever. And they're like, we have to get the guy who originally cleaned this place. And they pull him out of retirement. And
that's the trailer?
I think that's the trailer.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Getting ready for the king and queen at Downton Abbey, dude. It's a big deal. The king and queen are coming.
Holy
we
got to
clean
cow.
This place. Anyway, but I mean, that's pretty good for a TV show to turn into a movie and get that good of a
and make out. It make $58 million
that's
in 10 days. Hustlers at number three.
Which is sneaky good, I guess. I haven't
really
seen it, and I don't plan to, but I heard it's sneaky good.
It Chapter 2, $10.2 million, up to $193 million.
Yeah.
Domestically in its four-week run, and it's up to 418 worldwide.
Not bad, but disappointing considering the amount that the first one brought in.
And then coming in at number five in its second weekend, which is $10 million, now a total of 35.3.
Yeah.
Ad Astra.
Gosh, it's still on my list.
Brad Pitt.
Talked to Corey Haim at the Bison 6 Cinema about it after I went and saw a movie, and he said, you know, he had to let it sit for a little while. He didn't know how to feel about it. There's twists and stuff in it, but if you're a sci-fi nut, it's for you, it sounds like. I still haven't seen it, but I it's on my radar.
It's made sense. Only $90 million worldwide.
That's brutal, and there's some big names attached to it. That's not good.
It hasn't. It's 83%.
What, then
tomatoes.
What's the
I don't know.
Man, that's weird.
Abominable 80%, Downton Abbey 84%, Hustlers 88%, It Chapter 2 63%,
so
Rambo Last Blood 27%.
He's got to stop making movies. I'm kidding. I've never seen a Rambo movie, but
Rambo in 2 weeks, $33 million.
Yeah, not great. I did go see a movie, though, Steve, in the last times that we did movies.
What did you see?
I saw The Peanut Butter Falcon.
What?
With Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. It was
really
so good. It was about a kid with cerebral palsy. Sorry.
Yep.
And he's just ditched by his family, and he's in this small town, and the only place that can care for him is this retirement home. So he's staying with all these old people, but he doesn't want to be there. And he really likes wrestling, so he always watches like this tape of wrestling, and he has like this favorite wrestler. So he breaks out and wants to go to this wrestling school down in Florida. He's in North Carolina, and he meets up with Shia LaBeouf, who's an outlaw, and it just is about friendship and trying to become a wrestler.
Wow.
It was really, really good.
Awesome.
It's not at the Bison Six anymore, but those who got to see it really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that movie starring Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
The Peanut Butter Falcon is what it's called.
The Peanut Butter Falcon. And Shia LaBeouf doesn't do big AAA movies. Like, he just doesn't do them.
Yeah.
So the fact that he was able to deliver in this kind of like independent film was amazing. He's on the next level when it comes to acting.
Well, this weekend, we have Joaquin Phoenix's Joker hitting theaters on Thursday afternoon at the Bison 6 Cinema, and then Friday released nationwide.
I am so excited for this. People who have listened to movies know that this is one I've had circled for like a year at least.
Now, I probably won't get to see this one until next week.
What?
Yeah.
All right, you got a lot of sports stuff going on.
Got volleyball Thursday, football Friday,
football
Saturday, and then Sunday I've got other stuff I have to do.
No, so you don't. You can watch it.
The Packers
NFL
play.
Football, you don't have to watch that.
Oh, I got to watch the Packers.
You can watch the highlights after.
No.
You know, it's funny. Every time the Eagles and the Packers have played, I've never got, in the time I've worked here, I've never got to watch a full game. Every time they've played. I was in the theater. I was watching a movie when Michael Vick was playing the Packers, and the Packers decimated the Eagles. And then I was at a banquet just this last time when the Eagles were playing. I missed the first quarter.
Yeah, I was angry.
We don't have to talk about it. I don't really want to. The Eagles
talk
showed
about
up.
It.
The Packers didn't. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pull back the curtain here for just a second.
Oh, okay.
Because we just stopped the segment recording. For a little bit of a break.
In the middle of a thought.
Yes, because Cyril Swedlin just brought in Sandy's Donuts.
Donuts, and they're out of Fargo, aren't they?
Yes.
And we've never had Sandy's Donuts before.
I've never had Sandy's Donuts either.
If I have, I didn't know I did.
I haven't.
But
they look phenomenal. You kind of you open the box and wouldn't like fully take the lid off.
I got a waft.
So I couldn't quite see, but...
There's a good selection in there. We're gonna enjoy some donuts.
So thanks to Cyril for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So just pulling back the curtain there for a little bit. But we promised you some big news, and this is the, this is the news. I mean
it's huge.
This is the biggest news of the weekend in the world of entertainment. Spider-Man is back in the MCU.
Yeah, it happened
for at least two more movies. Here's my thing. So the fact that this is happening after the public divorce that they had last month.
There was no positivity after that.
They had a very public, messy divorce. The kids got dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I kept asking if it's my fault.
The fact that this happened, and the contract may only be for two movies, but this opens up the future.
A world. Yeah.
Yes. This makes me think that, they could
coexist.
Write out Spider-Man of the MCU over the course of the next two movies.
Yeah.
However, this gives me a lot of optimism for the future.
Here's how I predict. This is just a prediction. There's nothing to back this at all. You give them two movies that you know are guaranteed in the MCU. One is his next third movie in this arc of the MCU that they have.
Which will be Spider-Man Out of This World.
Yep. Is that what it's going to be?
No, I don't.
Spider-Man Back in the MCU world.
You have Spider-Man Homecoming, Far From Home, and then...
Spider-Man Back Home.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the next one, the final one of this deal will kind of give him this send-off. Or he continues to bounce in and out of the MCU, but then Sony just handles the standalone Spider-Man stuff. You know what I mean? And because then they both are happy. You have Spider-Man coming in. Maybe he's not the face of the franchise, but he still can make those appearances. And then Sony gets to use him with Venom and all the other stuff that they want to do. it just allows for that now.
Yeah, and you mentioned Venom. That's going to be a big part of what Spider-Man is going forward, because Sony is going to stay away from, I think, standalone Spider-Man movies, at least for the time being, and they're going to merge Spider-Man into this villain universe that they're trying to create, which includes Venom, which we've seen, but we haven't seen the next step of the Sony villain universe.
Isn't it slightly disappointing? I'm a Spider-Man fan. Like, I love Spider-Man. But all the movies we've seen him with all these humdrum, like, oh, the Vulture. Oh, gosh, the Green Goblin. Oh, my. But the best villain of all, for me, is Venom and Carnage. And we get teased with it all the time, but we don't get a good Spider-Man Venom movie.
Yeah.
Like, the one with Tobey Maguire was trash.
Yeah.
And then you're teasing this one now. Andrew Garfield, yeah, okay, that was pretty good.
Well, but they overloaded the Amazing Spider-Man 2. I mean, was...
They weren't bad, though. Like,
no, you and Andrew I Garfield both have liked them. Good. But looking back, I actually watched the end of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And the ending is just so convoluted with storylines and different villains, and it's just like, okay, I can see people's issue
in
with,
over their head a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, huge news. It's good for MCU. It's good for Spider-Man. It's a win-win-win. I don't know. I was looking for an article on, like, what the agreement was. Like,
yeah, I don't think they
share, and, like, why, you know.
I don't think they've said, but here's, and we mentioned this, the fact that Marvel asked for 50-50 split is ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
Because they have no leg to stand on. I mean, Sony could do what they did and say, okay, well, we're out. And they did.
Yeah.
And now they called Marvel's bluff, and now here we are, and Marvel had to come crawling back and say, okay.
They had nothing. They had nothing to back up the fact that we deserve 50% of this.
Yeah. Nothing. Marvel had zero.
Sony, even the fact that they're in the door says enough that they're interested, and then they just basically kicked him out with that. But no, it's exciting. I'm excited that Spider-Man's back. We have a movie set for 2021, July 20th, I think, or something like that.
So there'll be four MCU movies in 2021 now.
It is going to be, and that's a good year, 2021, because you're getting the Black Panther. I think you're getting the next Captain. You're getting the Shang. Oh, the one with the Chinese one. You're getting Love and Thunder, the Thor and Jane movie.
Well, Spider-Man. I can tell you, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse.
There it is. That's the one. Panther.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
There it is.
Then you have Spider-Man number 3, and then Thor, Love and Thunder. Those are the four
movies.
There's
rumor that Love and Thunder might get pushed, but I don't think they will. I think they just insert Spider-Man, boop, gently into it. I don't know why you would move anything around.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a good year for Marvel.
It's going to be interesting to see how the Tom Holland Spider-Man will coexist in these two universes.
Yeah.
And also, it's going to be interesting to see the repercussions now of the end of Far From Home play out in the MCU.
That's what I was more excited about.
And that's what I think my biggest issue was, is that we saw this great ending. Mm-hmm.
To set it up
Far From Home.
Yep.
And now we were left kind of hanging a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're going to see that. By the way, Far From Home on DVD and Blu-ray today.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
And I'm going to say it. And I kind of have towed the line a little bit about this before.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Far From Home is my favorite MCU movie. Outside of the... Ooh. I have to put
Avengers.
It outside of Endgame.
Yeah, that's
and Infinity War.
Yeah, yeah.
But my favorite standalone MCU movie.
Dang, dude.
I think it's got to be Far From Home.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio was brilliant.
Yeah. Tom Holland was good. Happy was good. Just the conflict was good. The balance of relationship with life. And, like, you know, yeah, it was what Spider-Man is all about. It's the balance of you're a teenager, high school's already hard enough, now you're tasked with saving the world. Like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, I like this girl, but I'm Spider-Man. Like, it did everything right. It hit everything that makes a good movie. So
I'm willing to say Far From Home is 1A for me in standalones.
Good. Yeah, and Iron Man's got to be up there for what it did and what it started and just RDJ.
Well, and then Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
I gotta watch that one again.
That is a good one.
By the way, the Disney streaming service comes out next month.
I know. You can pre-order it, and yeah. I'm not going to because I want to get... you can only pre-order just the Disney Plus. I want to get the Hulu and ESPN Plus with it.
Okay.
So you have to wait for that, but you can pre-order right now and get like the first 6 days free if you want.
My sister got a deal. She's in the Disney fan club or whatever.
Yeah.
And she got a deal... 2 years for the or 3 years for the price of two.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, so
that's
she paid
a lot of money to throw.
She paid $150.
Yeah,
and it's gonna. We've got Disney Plus for 3 years.
That's
now.
Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. You can buy it for the year. You can buy it monthly or do the monthly installments. But, Joker this weekend. I will let you know how it is. I won't spoil anything for you.
Yeah, non-spoiler review coming Monday because Warren will
I'll see
it this weekend.
And there's a lot of good movies coming out this
month. I will try to get there Sunday, but it's going to be unlikely.
And then El Camino won't be in theaters, but that's coming to Netflix. That'll be a good one to talk about. And then
when does that come out? October 11th?
The 11th, yeah.
The 11th?
Next week.
Yeah, so we'll have to we'll talk about that in 2 weeks.
My gosh.
El Camino, of course, the sequel to Breaking Bad.
We're hitting Oscar season too, so there's going to be movies that are going to come out that are like, oh, I've never heard of that before, and then it'll be up for Oscar contention, and then we'll have to watch them anyway. So,
well,
it's a good time.
Follow movies on the KQDJ podcast.